Hello, welcome to Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. My name is Darren McStay, and today I'm going to be sharing with you five ugly truths about being a voiceover artist. Now, I'm currently actually putting together an online voice course on voiceover and how you can get into it and how you can make money from it, and in fact how to go from zero to, you know, a full-time professional. However, that's going to take me a little while yet, but I've started to do more videos on voiceover work because so many of you are asking me about it, and that's why I'm bringing this to you now. So anyway, here's the five things that I think you should be aware of before you get started in order to get the most out of it. Let's get straight into it. Number one, there's too much competition. There really is. The voiceover industry does not need you. You are not required. Every year that the drama schools around the world are churning out more and more artists, more voiceover artists, and people from other walks of life are also getting into it. It's oversaturated. There's too many people and not enough work. And so what happens there is that people who are already in the industry get preference over everyone else. Now, if someone that's working in industry decides to retire, they get too old, they get too bored, then there's a slot opens up, okay? Because they're obviously trusted and they've been doing it for years, and people would rather use those that they've already worked with before. That's why you often hear the same voices, you know, around the world on different voiceovers, wherever you are in the world. You know, on your local radio stations, maybe on TV and film, there's always similar voices that keep coming back. It's because they have a common language, they have a shared understanding of how to work with each other, and so they just get the work. Now that person, if they retire, then there's a space, so there's a slot opening up. Now, a lot of times new companies and startups, they want a fresh voice that's not heard of before. Even old companies want to do that, and so then you might find there's a slot opening up. But also, if someone does a bad job, then, you know, they're not going to get invited back, a slot opens up. If someone pisses someone else off in the industry, there's going to be a falling out. They won't invite them back again. Now, a lot of the industry people have agents, so there's someone in the middle between the directors and the studios and the artists themselves. And they can be like a barrier and also someone who recommends their artists forward, and a lot of companies trust that. But a lot of companies are going to Fiverr now and asking people to record from home because it's saving them money of studios, because having a home studio is so affordable. So the competition is only really as much as you make it. There is opportunities, however, you've got to be everywhere in order to make yourself known. Whenever a gap occurs, wherever something opens up, you can jump in there and be the first to get in there and do the job. But there is way too much competition, and it's worth acknowledging that it's not necessarily an easy industry to get into because of that. But if you're smart and you play the long game, then, you know, you find the right opening and you do the work on yourself, then, you know, you'll be good enough to take over should someone, you know, step out. And this brings me nicely onto point two, because there's so much competition and many people want to be able to do different accents and character voices and whatnot, but that's useless, because what's the point in me learning Irish accent, Scottish accent, Zimbabwe accent, Australian, American, if there's other people from those countries who can do that accent much better than me, or sound more like, you know, an older person, a younger person than I am. My unique selling point is my voice, and your unique selling point is your natural speaking voice. So it's worth knowing that because there's so much competition, your best chance of getting any work is by making your voice, your natural, honest to God, you know, what you were born with, speaking voice, as best you can make it. Because you are the only you. No one can compete with you. You are the most unique selling point you have. So that is something you need to work on and need to be very comfortable with. If you want to do character voices because you don't like your own voice, forget about voiceover work, it's not for you. You need to make sure that you're comfortable with yourself, and that is the voice you're going to be using like 99.9% of the time anyway. And that is the one thing you have over everyone else, is that you can do you better than anyone else. Point number three, work comes when you least expect it. Again, it goes back to point one. You never know when someone's going to drop out. And because it kind of just pops up here and there, you want to be here and there. You need to put yourself out to every single library in the world. You know, we don't have to worry too much about traveling anymore because the world, the internet, has brought voiceover work into everyone's homes, and that's why everyone's set up with home studios and microphones that are of a decent quality, which can give professional grade recordings to, you know, anyone who requires it in the world. So there's not just agencies, there's also contacting companies themselves. Of course, be careful there, because you wouldn't want to, you know, piss people off. You might be contacting the wrong department all the time, and it's going to take you a lot of time. So there are specific libraries that are you know, available around the world who just hold the voices. So you get yourself together a demo or demos, send them off to these different libraries. Some of these libraries want you to send them a specific one, but that's fine. You just put them in the libraries, and people who are searching will search through, and if they find you, they like your voice, you'll get some work. So the more libraries you can contact and send your demos to, the more opportunities you'll have to get more work. And like I said, it comes when you least expect it and from where you least expect it. So be everywhere and you'll have more opportunity to get more work. Number four, when you stop, you drop. Now, when you stop contacting people, when you stop letting people know you're out there, when you don't keep your demo reel up to date, when you stop working on your voice, which is muscle, by the way. So once you stop working on these muscles, they start to not deteriorate, but they don't work and they don't function as well as they can. When an Olympic weightlifter stops lifting weights, they lose muscle. So they have to kind of get back in training. And if you're a voiceover artist and waiting for work to come in, the second it comes in, you've got to be ready. You have to be ready. You can't just start then training, because this world, you know, works so fast. It's so rapid turnover, and you've got to be ready all the time. So if you stop doing that work, your demo might sound great, but if the person who's hiring you is not getting that same strong, deep, resonant voice or whatever it is, you know, your unique quality from you, then they're not going to hire you again. And then, you know, you've lost a massive opportunity. Because once you get one piece of work from a company, you may get lots more from them. So when you stop, you drop. Don't drop. Don't never put it down. Never stop working on yourself. Never stop working on your voice. It is your job. It is your instrument to make sure you are articulate, resonant, clear, and able to sight read very well. Okay? So don't forget that. You've got to keep it up even when you're not doing the work. Number five, and this is really more down to etiquette than anything else, is that you'll often find in the voiceover industry that there is so many directors. It's almost like that, you know, too many cooks can spoil the broth, and it often happens with voice work. And what I've discovered is that the one person that's usually, or the two people in the room that should really know more about the world of voiceover than anywhere else, is the engineer and the voice actor. However, directors come in and they're employed by writers who are employed by companies who have their top team of people who have the ideas, and all of a sudden people have gone from a desk job to being a creative director, yet they know nothing about dealing with actors, they know nothing about script writing, storytelling, or how it really works in delivery. And so that you can often get, like, you know, I've heard, you know, working with other people, up to 10 people, you know, listening in to and giving direction to one actor, and that's just very confusing for them. And you know, an actor needs to have a bit of space and actually have very creative ideas, because then you'll get the best out of them. But you need to understand that this could happen to you, and it's very worth learning to be patient and holding your tongue. Okay, it's really nice when you get in with a company and they invite you back, and they'll start asking for your opinion more, and eventually they'll just trust your opinion and they won't then, you know, be on your case so much. But at first, you've really got to learn to just hold your tongue. Don't bite your tongue, because you're going to need that for articulating, but just learn to shut up, do your best to listen, and then do the job. Because at the end of the day, it is a job, and you are being paid to do it. You're being employed by other people. And if they're the ones with the money that are, you know, willing to pay you, it doesn't mean that your viewpoint isn't valid. It just means that there might already be too many people with an opinion. And as a voice, you just got to do your best to take that on board. So learn to hold your tongue. That is my top five points on truths about voiceover world that you may not hear anywhere else. And I hope it's very useful to anyone that's getting into the world, anyone's new, and also anyone that's been doing it already for a while. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. And if you want to learn more about my online courses and, you know, improving your own instrument, your own voice, and keeping up to date with it, then visit the website at Vocabilities.com, and you can find lots that will, you know, help you with that there. Anyway, I will see you next time, and until the next time, look after your voice. Bye.